And welcome to the Kids Planet podcast.
An opportunity to explore the highs and lows of raising under fives. Here are your hosts from the Kids Planet marketing team.
Hi, it's Jane from the marketing team and welcome to All Things Early Years. Our guests today come from our Kids Planet family, and whilst not in roles you'd historically associate with early years, they are definitely roles that are making a difference and ones that are here to stay. So a big welcome to Kieran Heron, Sports Development Manager at Kids Planet, and to Lucy Sweeney, our Wellbeing Manager, who's no stranger to the podcast, having recorded an episode back in 2021 around the importance of, for parents, of looking after mental health. So thank you both. It's great that I've got you here today. Do you want to just tell us a little bit more about your role?
Yeah, hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
So my name's Lucy Sweeney. Hi. I'm the Wellbeing Manager at Kids Planet. So the purpose of my role is to mainly develop the company's wellbeing strategy, so making sure that we consistently promote and support healthy lifestyle choices across the group and create a happy, positive working environment for colleagues.
Fab. And Kieran, yours is a newer role than Lucy's, but do you want to just tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been in the role for about 6 years, at the moment, I'm coaching sort of other coaches to come into Kids Planet, and also put on sports sessions and inductions to teach them how to maybe get the nursery a bit more physically active for the children and the staff as well.
Okay, fab. So I guess the purpose of why I've got you both on today is to talk about specifically exercise and movement. So I guess, Lucy, from your point of view, the month's theme for May is movement. So do you want to just explain a little bit about that and what we're doing within the nurseries and across the company?
Yeah, absolutely. So as part of our company wellbeing strategy, we have an annual calendar of events. So each month we'll put on a different topic, a different event linked to a health and wellbeing issue. So that could be around the menopause, for example. We had a big event around the menopause and looking at ways that our female colleagues can support themselves. We've looked at lots of different topics, such as financial wellbeing as well, which we explored in January. So this month is all about movement for May. So it's working alongside charity Living Streets to really inspire and support our colleagues, parents and children to embed walking and exercise into their daily routines. So it's really about celebrating that and really shining the spotlight on the benefits of exercise for mental health, for physical health, for overall well-being. And we always try and make our events fun and engaging for colleagues. And there's so many things that colleagues can do independently, but they could also join in with the children as well. So we've got lots of fun things going on at the moment, such as nature walks with the children and the babies. So really encouraging staff to get the buggies out, to get out inside in the sunshine and go for a walk with the children. And I think spring is such a beautiful season. It really does lend itself for those kind of lovely strolls out and about. We've got lots of different challenges, such as nature walks, where they have to spot different things associated with spring. So, for example, blossom trees, daffodils. So it's really encouraging that kind of mindfulness in addition to getting that physical exercise. It's becoming aware of our surroundings and the beauty that's around us. We've even got some nurseries making homemade ice lollies made with fresh fruit with the children, so they can take those on the walks as well. So there's just lots and lots of different ways that we can inspire and just nudge colleagues to kind of literally take that step outside of the nursery, outside of the setting, whether that's on their lunch breaks or whether that's going for a walk and talk meeting for those based in head office rather than sitting at the desks and computers, kind of transferring those regular activities into the outdoor landscape and just combining that with opportunities to get in the fresh air and really just experience that in a different way.
Yeah, and I know at head office we're doing the walk at the end of the month nearby where the main office is, but it's just so easy, isn't it, to just get stuck behind a computer for 7-8 hours a day.
Absolutely.
Without taking that kind of half an hour break. So yeah, I think having a purpose, like you say, to be able to just get out inside, that fresh air is just a fantastic way just to have that break and to reset almost, and
it's about encouraging it in all weathers as well. So I'm based in Manchester. It's typically quite wet and rainy. So we want to kind of remove that barrier. So we're looking into having welly stations and umbrella stations in different settings and at head office. So, you know, there's not that excuse of, oh, it's raining, I'm not going out. We've also got some of our colleagues are doing a walking wellbeing champion course where they can actually promote walking in the workplace and really kind of drive that engagement with it. So yeah, stay tuned because there's going to be lots more going on.
And what sort of people sort of tend to volunteer for those sorts of roles? Is it people that are already, you know, very active, or do you tend to get people that take the opportunity, perhaps they don't do very much exercise, or they don't get out and about as much as they want? Is it? It's a real mixture.
Yeah, a mixture. I think there's some people who maybe are a little bit more sedentary but are starting to kind of mull over the idea of becoming a bit more active. And then there's ones who are already deeply committed to getting out every day. They're the ones that will say, right, I'm off for a walk. You know, who wants to join me? And they're already championing that. So it's just about kind of consolidating that behaviour and giving them that support to really champion. There's a real mixed bag.
And what about feedback from the nurseries themselves? Obviously, they're busy lives. You know, the nursery environment is busy one. What's feedback been like from them in terms of getting them sort of out and about? And
well, I think the feedback is that they are engaging with it. They're very creative and resourceful. I'm always blown away by how resourceful our nurseries are. And so I will often give suggestions that can be easily embedded into the working day, activities that can be paired up with activities that they would naturally do with the children anyway. So what we're finding is that many of the things that colleagues are engaging in are quite simple habits and behaviours that we're trying to encourage, really. It's nothing that's too difficult to embed. So it's really, you know, really accessible.
That's a massive thing that you're talking about with that it's accessible, because I think when you're trying to, for me, it's changing like a culture within your setting. And for example, at my setting, where we've got a mum's running club. So there's kind of that safety in numbers, where it's like the mums that see each other at drop off and pick up. They're now meeting on a Tuesday evening after the nursery's closed, and one of our coaches is taking them for a gradually longer run every week. And there is that sort of safety in numbers with where it's the other mothers, and there's members of staff there as well. So there's more staff joining in every week because they're realising it's something that they can do.
There's no pressure. Which is just fabulous, isn't it? Which is just, it's like knock on that domino effect almost. You get one person, a couple of people started. It's just amazing to see that other people get involved. You know,
100%. Because it is, like I say, like people will think that, all right, there's a running club. That running club's going to be running 10K every night. But this one started, and I think it was not even 1K. And it was like a run, walk, jog, like lamppost to lamppost. And I think that's what grew the confidence. And I think it is teaching or like letting other members of staff and other maybe parents know that it's not, there's no pressure, it's not a race, there's everyone's a winner, if you will. And everyone can take part. And
I think that's isn't it? It's universal for anyone. It doesn't matter at what stage of that you're at, that it is accessible to everybody. Can you tell us, Kieran, a little bit more about your role then as a sports development manager, and how sort of you work specifically at Kids Planet?
My main role is really to increase the activity levels across all the sites. Obviously, trying to recruit new coaches to supplement staffing, is starting to sort of come a bit more important now that the sports coaching's grown across the company, because we did start with just the five sites before we were acquired. Yeah. And then it sort of caught on. And again, like I say, with the culture and within the nurseries, that they're seeing the benefits of the sports coaching. On a day-to-day basis, I'm coaching like 4 to 6 sessions every day, introducing a new sport each month, sort of basing it around what the children like, as well as teaching them fundamental skills. So for me, running, jumping, throwing, catching and kicking, they're my fundamental sort of skills for physical activity. So we try and cover a couple of them, say, every single session. And we try and make sure every child sort of comes in, gets a sort of sports session, but then has it in their sort of in their own head that they want to be more physically active and they want to do more. And then it becomes a lot more child-led after that, and they become a lot more sort of proactive. And again, we're talking about sort of knock-on effect after that with the children sort of getting the parents to do more because they're a bit more active.
Yeah.
And then also now it's just sort of improving the sort of engagement levels, again, across the whole company. Like we're talking about sort of staff in there and parents. But with more children, hopefully with more coaches, we can get sort of more people more active and fitter. Because I think that's the end goal for us is sort of lifelong participation. I think that's what I would love to see is, I think, a child wanting to do sports for the rest of their life or just be physically active for the rest of their life.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be sport, does it? Just that key, being physically active.
Yeah. And I think that all comes from, I think that all comes from like their enjoyment at our young age, because it is a different sort of role, coaching someone that's 2 or 3 or 4 to and going into primary schools and high schools.
Well, that was going to be my next question. You know, how do you, because that's no mean feat, is it, to teach a 2-year-old? But how do you actually do that?
So with our sessions, we tailor it to kind of what their interests are. So like the children in our site love Paw Patrol and they love maybe Hey Dougie or Bluey and things like that. And we sort of take the characters and take the show and what they would do in the show. And we sort of we adapt it to a game. So we could be playing Paw Patrol football, or we could be playing Jurassic Park rugby, or you pick whatever sort of movie or whatever theme they like. So the Super Mario movie's out at the moment, isn't it? So that's really popular in our site. So we're playing Super Mario like basketball, and like they got a bounce on each of the things. We just sort of do it that way, so it's not like they're actually playing the basketball, they're playing Super Mario, but they're learning to throw and catch and bounce a ball and follow sort of all the instructions after that. So that's how we've sort of done it, and it seems to work really well. And then we also have good partnerships with sort of local sports clubs, so that we can, like, if a parent comes to us and say, oh, they're really enjoying the sports, where can we go? We can say that, oh, there's junior rugby club on at the weekend, or there's a junior football club training they can do, like, whatever time. So we try and do things like that as well, so it's extracurricular, where they're doing it not just with us, but doing it outside of the nursery.
Yeah, yeah.
We've made wee things like sports packs, where they can take little packs home with them where they have like a single game in it, and they can play that game over the weekend and go to the park and play it over the weekend, and they play that game, they show the parent how to play the game, they sort of teach the game from their side of things, and again it just increases that physical activity, because if a child's in our care for say the 5 days of the week, what are they doing for the next 2 days? So we kind of want to cover that they're 7 days a week getting that 3 hours of activity, like every single day.
And have you, and sort of feedback from parents being positive?
Oh, it's been incredible. Like some of the things we've sort of heard back from parents that they've had to start getting fitter to keep up with their child. I've got a card from one of the girls that left saying that they go hill walking, and usually they would carry the girl But the girl went up like on her own and came back down like a 5-hour hike.
That's
so like so things like that where you would think she's only 4 years old, but she's hiking up a mountain and back down on her own.
Yeah.
And then when I'm seeing like children who have left 2, 3, 4 years ago, and I see them like in the street or whatever, and you're asking the parents how they're getting on, and they're absolutely smashing sports days, and
yeah,
they're in a football club or they're in a rugby club or cricket, whatever it is, and they're always getting involved, or they're doing their park runs every weekend, and the parents can't wait to tell you that they've joined a football club now, they do park run every Saturday morning. So stuff like that, it's always been a positive, and it's been a positive on different ways that we never really expected. So like obviously I've been a male in the early years.
Well, that was going to be my next question in terms of any sort of negative feedback, obviously, because, you know, we are typically a female-dominated workforce and we're trying to change that and increase the number of men. But, how's that sort of gone down?
It's actually, like, we've never had any blowback from being a male in the earlier setting. If anything, it's been a positive that we are, a male role model within the setting, that we are bit more physical, a bit more boisterous. Well, I'm myself anyway, so I call myself a professional 4-year-old, so I've got the best job in the world. I don't see parents seeing it as a bad thing, that they're being a bit more sort of brave, and we're letting them do things that they probably wouldn't have done before we were there.
Giving them that exposure, isn't it?
It's a new experience. It's they're learning new skills that they wouldn't have previously. They're experiencing new things, and it all sort of it benefits them all round.
Yeah, I mean, are there guidelines for the amount of physical activity that, you know, in early years children should be doing?
Yeah, so with babies, if you want to go that young, it's 30 minutes of tummy time.
Okay.
Which I thought was a joke, because I've got an 8-month-old and I can't get her to sit up because she just wants to swim on the floor all day. But with toddlers, it's 3 hours of just sort of basic moving. So like picking themselves up and crawling around, or just sort of toddling about pretty much. Well, as over fives, it's 3 hours again, or not over five, sorry, but like preschool age. It's still 3 hours a day, but you've got that, they want an hour of like high vigorous sort of activity, so out of breath, and that's where sort of our coaching comes in, where it's structured, where they'll be doing those short, sharp sort of sprints and getting out of breath and learning that their heart's beating faster and things like that.
What sort of skills do you think need to be? You talk about being a professional 4-year-old, but, you know, what skills do you think you need to be in order to be a successful sports coach in early years?
Honestly, I think the big thing's being enthusiastic and being confident and just being a good role model to children. Like, to be a good coach, you just need to be out there. You need to want to sort of talk to the children, and you want to teach them, and you want them to have as much fun as you had growing up when you were playing sports. Or I did. You are the sort of role model for them. Like, you're the first sports coach that they'll ever have. So you want to sort of set that sort of standard of everything's fun. We're going at 100 miles an hour for the next half an hour to an hour, whatever the session is. You're always enthusiastic. You're always encouraging. You're always wanting them to do more and do better, and just learn everything that you want them to learn and want to learn more.
And what about staff themselves, you know, staff that are not sports coaches? What's the response been from them, and have you sort of seen any improvements or sort of uptake of more physical activity from them?
Yeah, Lucy was saying it earlier about sort of getting the parents involved and the children. It's the same with the sort of staff. Like, we've had we done a Fitbit challenge a couple of years ago, and we're all like, if staff wanted to, they all got like a basic Fitbit, and like it turned into a bit of competition among staff. And like you were saying, doing your sort of face-to-face meetings, going a walk, I was walking past our manager's office and she was talking to a parent, walking back and forth. trying to get her steps in. But there was always that one member of staff that went home and walked her dog over lunch, and she seemed to get 20,000 steps in 45 minutes. But I don't know. I don't know if she tied the Fitbit onto the dog. But
I was going to say, it sounds like the dog, not her.
I don't know. Absolutely, our session plans are sort of written out as well for the staff that they could read it and do it. But we've had sort of evidence that actually Lisa Taylor, the area manager, she was saying she was covering staff at one of the sites, and the children taught her the game. So it's getting to the point where the children are sort of leading the session, because she was like, I don't know that game, but the children do. Because they've been doing it for the month. I think it was around Christmas time. And they were like, oh, we want to play like Santa Dash. So that's what, and she was like, how do we play that? And the children were like, we need ladders, we need bean bags, we need this and that.
So and they were the explaining it to her.
Yeah, so like this is the child leading the activity. And she was like, okay, where do I stand? Right, you go in the middle and you got to try and do whatever the game was. And that, so then that's getting the staff more involved. The engagement of staff in the garden as well, because since we've been there, the children are getting more, have more energy, are more energetic and are wanting to play more sports every time they go outside. So then the staff need to keep up with them as well. So the staff are now more engaged and the staff understand that they need to be on their toes more than they were before as well.
Yeah. And are you finding that, Lucy, in terms of the more that you sort of do with the staff, the more that they're coming on board and wanting to take part?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we want to inspire our staff to want to get involved with exercise. And it's interesting that everything that Kieran's talked about in terms of all the games and exercise and skills, it's all outside, isn't it? I've not heard him mention a gym or a treadmill once. It's all about getting them outside. And obviously that comes with its own host of well-being benefits as well, spending time in nature, in the fresh air. So, you know, we're constantly championing that with our colleagues as well. And with our parents, because, you know, encouraging our parents to try out new things at the weekends, to get out and about, to spend time, you know, back in nature, collecting pebbles and leaves with the children and, you know, creating pieces of art with them when they get home, and just simple activities like that that can really create bonds between parents and children as well. And I think, again, it goes back to what Kieran was saying about being role models. We want our teams to be role models. So it's not just down to the sports coaches, it's down to every single member of staff to be a positive role model. And part of that is seeing them, you know, getting outside, moving, exercising for fun and having fun with it. So I think if we, you know, if we can inspire our colleagues to do that, then the ripple effect of that is they're setting a fantastic example to our children on how important it is to move and stay well and do what we're designed to do as human beings.
Yeah, definitely. And I know we're starting to promote the Warrington Running Festival. So for anybody in this area, the Warrington Running Festival is the world's first free-to-enter chip-timed road closed run. And I think the idea for us really is just to encourage our staff across the company to take part, to, you know, if you've never done any exercise, to have a look at the Couch to 5K, to just start getting active and have something maybe to work towards. And I know, Kieran, you guys are going to be helping to do the warm-up for the children's 1K race, aren't you? So
yeah,
it'd be great to be able to get you guys in front of families in the area, and yeah, another way of promoting the great work that you guys do. But I guess we've discussed about why it's important for practitioners and children to be involved, and you've touched upon the staff. But we've talked about the benefits of why having dedicated sports coaches and well-being managers. But for parents that perhaps are a bit reluctant, that are, you know, perhaps don't do physical activity themselves, how can we encourage parents on a practical basis just to get involved and help support children and themselves?
I was just going to say, I guess, like what we were talking about when we got the parents to start running and doing it in little steps, and that you start small and it snowballs into sort of a habit. Like I would say, like, it's like we talk about healthy eating, like really basic healthy eating in nursery, and we tell the children it, and I think it's educating the parents as well. And I think that the fact that we are role models and we're looking to be a role model and teach the children good habits, again, it's teaching the parents good habits to teach their children when they're not here.
Yeah.
Take myself for example. My dad used to run marathons. My mum was in the Scottish netball team. My brother played football. My sister was like a Scottish national sprinter. So okay. I'm from a family of sports. Like, if anything, I'm the worst at everyone. But I was brought in a culture where brought up in a family where we were going to some sort of event every weekend, either to watch or to play. To be fair, I don't know how my mum split herself up into three different people, but we were always having an event. And I think it's a big thing saying that these things, like you're saying, the Warrington 1K, and it's free to enter. Stuff like that should be a lot, like the park runs, easy things like that where the parent can take the child and
the small things, isn't it, as well? Because for me, like, I've not really grown up being as active as you, Kieran. My biggest exposure, I suppose, to exercise was during primary school. And I used to love being part of the netball team. But then when I went to secondary school, I can remember the PE teacher saying something like, "Well, the only reason I'm teaching here is so I can keep my horses." She had a lot of passion for horses. I think she actually had straw hanging out of her pockets and all sorts as she was telling me that. So not really inspiring, you know, for a young teenage girl. And that did massively impact me, and I didn't continue exercising from then up until adulthood, until I had my first baby and started to realise all the postpartum effects that your body goes through after having children, how important it is to kind of look after your physical health. Because I think we can take it for granted, and then when you have a baby, your body changes so much, and suddenly you realise, I actually need to do something consciously to look after my body. And now, you know, it can still feel overwhelming. The idea for me of doing a park run is a massive thing. Something for me might be going for a walk around the local area to a local park. That kind of feels comfortable for me, and that would be a comfortable step. And I think a lot of parents would, if it's not something that they're used to, I would say just start off small and build up to that. And it's about creating an identity for yourself as somebody who likes to move, who likes to get outdoors. And that's one of the things that we do at Kids Planet. We've just piloted our first staff woodland wellbeing retreat. And I talk a lot about the ripple effect. And I went along to this, and Jane, you went along as well, didn't you? Some of it. And the feedback was incredible, of colleagues from all corners of the company just saying what an amazing day it was, spending time in nature, moving, just getting back to basics, but spending that time, you know, in this woodland space. And what happened from that, the following weekend, I loved it so much. I took my children back to Dunham Massey, which was where we have the event, and watched them, you know, climb the trees that had fallen down, and just they were running around in the open space, and they absolutely loved it. And 5 minutes into the trip, they said, "Mummy, can we come again next week?" And children just inhabit nature so beautifully. They're so comfortable in it. And it's just one of those examples of the ripple effect. So for me, engaging in a workplace event had that ripple effect and led me to do something that I wouldn't normally do with the children. And there's been loads of examples of that across the group of colleagues who've tasted something or trialed something at work and they've continued it at home. And I think that's what we really try and inspire in our families, in our colleagues, because if we can start off, you know, that little kind of nucleus of inspiration, then it can have all kinds of untold ripple effects and really kind of give people that confidence to take those steps and try something new.
And I think that's it, isn't it? That's in a nutshell, is baby steps, try something new and see the benefits. And I think that ripple effect is a lovely way to think about it and describe it. Thank you both. I just wanted to leave on a note of, obviously, we have wellbeing at Kids Planet and sports coaches. But if people are interested in roles within Kids Planet, if you want to find out more about wellbeing and mental health resources, where's the best place where people can come to find some more information? So, Kieran, I don't know, where would you direct people?
I think the stuff that we do gets put on sort of Facebook pages, but if you're wanting to come and work for us, I would maybe look at the social media pages that we do, and we try and post regularly the sports that we and the coaching that we put on. Yeah. And then look at the training academy and the recruitment, things like that.
Brilliant, thank you.
And also our main website. We've got a whole section on careers with more information. If you want to look at some of the staff benefits, we've got an amazing staff benefits package that's recently been rejuvenated. It's very family friendly. So, you know, if you want to work for a company that really cares about its staff, then, Kids Planet is 100% a fantastic company to work with.
Brilliant. And on that positive note, thank you both for your time today. Look forward to the next episode of All Things Early Years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us and to our guest today. Tune in next month. And in the meantime, pop over to our website and follow us on social media.
Kids Planet, working together to inspire your world.